Don't sit there and wait. Go ahead.
Eat.
Mm-hmm. Or
service them.
Okay. And talk about helping yourself. You might say yesterday he talk about helping.
Helped.
Okay. And he has
helped.
And he will
help.
Okay. And if you decide not to eat something, you might say, "Well, I don't
care for any."
Mm-hmm. And food that's been cooked and you had yesterday and you had again today, it's been what? It's
left over.
Mm-hmm. And when you eat, you put food in your mouth and you begin to
chew.
Mm-hmm. Ever seen a dish that's a little cornmeal and boil it with a little salt and water and eat it that way? Just cornmeal and salt and water?
No. What is that?
Mush. You ready, mush?
You are kidding. Is that the way they make that?
Well, I've never had any either.
Gross.
That's not very good, does it?
Mm.
And if you were had a lot of peas and carrots and beets and so forth, you'd have a lot of
vegetables.
And they grow out in the
garden.
Mm-hmm. And what's that particular, the things that Southerners like to have for breakfast with the eggs? What in eggs? Little white things.
Grits.
You don't like grits?
I hate them. I hate them. Do you like them?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like them.
I like grits.
Ooh.
I like all those foods. Like
do you like hominy?
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to ask you about next.
I like hominy alright.
What's the difference between hominy and grits?
Grits look like rice. Hominy is corn.
Grits isn't corn?
Well, yeah, it is. Before it matures.
Ground up, yeah. Yeah, I like hominy. I like all that stuff. I like collards and turnips. All that good taste.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I just don't like weird foods. Foreign foods I don't like too much.
Spaghetti.
Well, I take that back. I like spaghetti pretty well. That's one foreign food I can eat and like.
I'm not too crazy about foreign foods.
I never had eaten spaghetti until I met Ansel. I got to where I like spaghetti pretty well now. I don't really eat that.
I like it.
But that's about the only thing. Okay. What about liquor that you, not the kind we had tonight, but the kind you might buy out in a jar, in a fruit jar. It's made illegally. What would you call
moonshine.
It?
Moonshine.
Mm-hmm. Any other names you ever heard? Mm-hmm. You ever heard anybody call that splow? And if you walk in and somebody's cooking something that makes a good impression on your nostrils, you might say, just what that? Just
sniff.
Mm-hmm. And what might you pour on pancakes in the morning?
Syrup.
Anything else?
That's another word I changed.
You did?
I used to say syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And Gary brought that to my attention. So now I say syrup.
Do you? I say syrup.
Huh?
I say syrup.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I did. I said syrup. And he said it's syrup. What is it? Really?
All those Y things with Y's in them all. Or anything before an R is hard to tell, because you see, Clark and Clark are from the same word. Sounds before R in English do strange things. You know, person and parson, those are developed in the same word.
Yeah.
The things just before R, sounds just in the past have developed different pronunciations. See, if you ask, you spell C-L-E-R-K to a Britisher, he'll say Clark.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And the name Clark so it's just, words just do funny things, with vowels do funny things before R. I have the foggiest idea what it was historically. If that's an old English word, it was probably something like syrup. You know, but